Mother's Day is May 12th. And in advance, Sona, happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you,
You're
Conan.
A terrific mom, and your kids are here today with
Did
us.
Did you get me a present?
Well, it's not May 12th yet, but I'm getting you one.
Okay, thank you.
Well, guess what? Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. You can shop by price category or browse curated gift lists ranging from for the mom who has everything to the gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. I like when you can go by price because I can go right down to the bottom. Get Liza something for a dollar. Sorry, baby. Top gifts include Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, and the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame.
Oh, yeah.
Shop now at Macy's.com/giftfinder. And happy Mother's Day, moms. Noom uses the latest in proven behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good. Noom builds personal plans that can meet an individual's needs, takes into account dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs to build a plan that works for you. Through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching, their platform has helped millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. I think a lot of intelligence has gone into the whole Noom system. They really think about how humans live, how they think, what their psychology is, and it's all been used to help people control their weight. So stay focused on what's important to you with the Noom psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom, N-O-O-M.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now, wherever books are sold.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Henry, welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan.
Hello there, everybody. What's the crack?
What's the crack?
What's the crack?
What's the crack?
I've never heard that.
That's sort of, correct me if I'm wrong, Henry, but what's the crack means? What's the scuttlebutt? What are you guys talking about? What's the gossip, the hot goss? Is that right?
Exactly. What's the scuttlebutt? That's exactly what we mean, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. Scuttlebutt is an ancient Greek term. Henry, your name is Henry. What's your last name, Henry?
Henry Doohan.
And where are you coming to us from?
I'm calling from County Donegal in the northwest of Ireland.
Oh, God bless you, sir. God bless you. It's nice to talk to you. Tell me a little bit about, I'm fascinated. You've probably heard me talk about this, but my people have been in the United States for over 100 years, but I am still genetically 100% Irish.
It's gross.
Which is disgusting, if you really get into it. I'm with you on this one, Sona. Now, tell me, Henry, but I think to myself all the time, there are people in Ireland who are a quarter Spanish or half French or they've got some belt. What about you? What's your story?
Well, as you can see, I'm as pale as yourself. I think Bill Hicks once said, we have, like, if people in America have lovely tan skin and white teeth, we have tan teeth and white skin here.
God bless Bill Hicks. Yeah.
Yeah, I am. I'm pretty much. I think I'm 100% Irish, like yourself, and I think you're probably one of our. You're our best guy.
Oh, I don't know about. I don't know. I think it's a. It's a terrible burden to bear to be 100% Irish. Do you have crazy nightmares? I do. I feel like I'm somewhat insane. Do you find that it's a burden being 100% Irish?
Do you know what? You could be worse things, in fairness, you know. We're lucky enough to have a lot of whiskey to try and drown them sorrows.
Are you suggesting there's like a form of Irish nightmare that's distinct only to the Irish or something?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Huh.
Yeah, the bar is always closed.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you bring up a good point, Henry. There are many worse things. I can't think of any at the time, but I'm sure there are. And I like your attitude. You have a very positive attitude, Henry.
Well, I'm very, very positive today. Usually I'm a very cynical and annoyed person, but today I'm on cloud nine today speaking with yourselves.
Oh, that's so nice. Henry, have you been listening to the podcast or are you a fan?
Oh, here, look at this. See the thing behind me there?
Yeah.
That is their original Nick Littleton Taney stuntman costume from your show.
Oh, that's
from
a sketch.
Night.
That's a sketch we did many years ago.
That
Dimitri Martin did it. It was a very funny sketch.
Yeah.
You bought that?
Yeah. My wife bought it for me. Yeah. So when you were finishing up with Late Night, I believe you kind of auctioned off a lot of.
I don't think I did, by the way. I don't think I did. I think you have that. I think someone was selling shit at NBC, but it was not me. So I'm glad that your wife got it, and I'm glad that it went to a real fan, but no.
Yeah. Well, I'm very sorry. Yeah, and bloody hell, it was a cost a pretty penny as well for something that's been in the attic for about 10 years now.
Oh, man. Yeah, I really want to investigate this now because someone at NBC way back in 2009 said, well, Conan's leaving. Let's sell all of his stuff and keep the money. And I have some ideas as to who it might have been.
Do you know what the worst thing is? She also bet, she bought me a night with Andy Richter as well for some reason. As well,
oh, you know? Trust me, you will not regret it. You will not regret it. I've never been held more tenderly in my entire life, Henry, than my night with Andy Richter.
He looks very cuddly. No, I was going to say, I'm one of your OG fans, I believe, from back in the
oh,
day.
Oh, did you? Well, you're a young lad. You must have. Did you grow up watching The Late Night Show?
I was a teen. So in Ireland here, we don't have NBC the same as yourselves there.
Right.
So full disclosure, the way it came to scroll for you was back then I used to watch it on satellite TV.
Yep.
And my brother emigrated to America and he didn't pay the satellite bill.
Uh-huh.
So we had no other channels to watch but MSNBC or something from Germany.
Yep.
So I discovered your show from that.
Oh, that's right. They reran us for a while on MSNBC, I think. Or
that's
CNBC.
Right. So,
one of those.
So I had the choice of watching yourself or going to mass on Saturday night. So
that's a crossroads for him. That is a dirty crossroads.
You know what I love, Henry? I love that you basically just said, as a teenager, I watched you because I had little to no choice.
That's like a Greek tragedy where you got to choose to go between the island with the monsters and the whirlpool.
It's really, I will say, Henry, I don't care how I get fans. The fact that you basically were forced to watch, that works for me too. As long as we got you in the tent, I'm happy.
I know, absolutely. You know what? I couldn't have been a better default fan than Finn Conan O'Brien fan. It was fantastic.
Well, tell me a little bit. What do you do, Henry? What's your livelihood?
Oh, well, I am very, very lucky. I run my own business. It's DonegalTourGuide.ie, and I am a tour guide. And I drive people around Donegal every day, showing them all of the lovely countryside.
So you just say, there's a green shrub, there's another one, there's some really green grass, there's a guy with a hat standing by the side of the road with a shovel, there's more green grass. Yeah. What are you showing them?
Well, Donegal is like the most beautiful county.
Gorgeous.
Well, I don't want to ostracized from the other 31 counties here in the country, but it's a beautiful, beautiful spot here. It's the fourth largest county. We've got 1,200 kilometers, over 1,200 kilometers of coastline. And it's also known as the forgotten county of Ireland. So people, hasn't been a lot of visitors coming here in the past few years. So
Now we've been. Henry, it really must be beautiful and special if everyone in Ireland forgot about it.
Here, that wasn't their fault. That was
it's so special. Really? Yeah, everyone forgot.
Well, we say that is because we are kind of like the poor cousins. We have no infrastructure coming up here. There's no motorways or anything like that. And we're bordered by Northern Ireland as well. So
beautiful.
Yeah, even though the rest of the country, they forget about us. But you know what? We don't, we're okay with that.
Can you show me on that map that's behind you where you are? Can you just point on a map to where you are right now? Do you mind?
Yeah, bear with me. We're right up here. This is Donegal up here. Right
there you go. Okay.
Oh, wow. That's near where my family's from in Magrafelt in Northern Ireland.
You just said that's where my family from.
That's where my family from.
Apparently not that long ago. He emigrated 8 minutes ago. My family from there.
My family from there.
Yeah. So your guys are in Northern Ireland, but we're in the Republic here. But we'll pull that against
you. So let me ask you. Let me ask
you
something, Henry. What kind of tour guide are you? Are you pretty serious or do you keep it light?
Well, I learned everything I did from tour guiding from yourself.
Oh,
you know,
what? Because,
I have bad news for you, Henry. I am not a tour guide.
Yeah. A new meaning to the term forgotten.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
you see, like you have. people coming on every night for about maybe 30 minutes or to talk to. I have a captive audience for about 8 hours a day, mm-hmm. and I get to talk and tell all of my own jokes. And then at the end of the day, when they've given me a positive review, I give them back their luggage and they're free to go.
That's a good tip. I used to do that with my audiences at the late night show. I used to confiscate all their phones and wallets before the show, and if they didn't laugh, they didn't get them back. So that's it worked out very nicely. Yeah.
You would love this. You would love tour guiding with him.
I think I would. I think I would be. How do you think I'd be as a Donegal tour guide?
Conan, for real, you'd be the best, because it's all about ad-libbing and improvising and everything. And like, you know, you're the king of that. Like, you know, so.
Well, that's nice of you to say. I don't know. But I'll tell you this. Nothing humbles me more than the times I've been to Ireland, because I think I'm a pretty funny person. And then I'll get into a taxi cab and the driver's much funnier than I am. It just runs in the water there. So that's a compliment.
We don't take ourselves too seriously here. That's the main thing. Everybody likes to, you know, you don't be too high on a pedestal before we take you down.
And oh, no,
it's just
I know.
On the same.
Yeah. That's funny. That is exactly how my brothers and sisters operate, and my family. It's always, you can't start to think you're something because they'll take you right down.
Absolutely. And that's the thing, like, you know, your self-deprecating humor, that's like myself and so many other people have kind of emulated your kind of sense of humor. And
that's nice.
Maybe it hasn't done us too well.
Oh, hey, wait, Henry, are you saying that I've ruined Ireland?
There it is, well, finally.
I just know that I'm a tour guide now.
You know, it's only a matter of time until your check engine light comes on, which could equal an expensive repair bill, and a new engine can cost up to $6,000.
Don't I know it?
But this is why you need this product I'm about to mention right now.
Okay.
CarShield. Mm. CarShield offers plans with low monthly rates that you can pay for your expensive repairs on your out-of-warranty car, truck, or SUV. It's so nice to have that protection of CarShield.
I know.
I believe. That's my belief. Some people have other beliefs, maybe religious beliefs. I think CarShield plans provide protection on up to 5,000 major parts and systems, including items like transmission, engine, even your entertainment system. Mm. Just call CarShield and choose the mechanic to do the work. CarShield administrators will handle the rest and save you money. Look, I saw your car today. You've got a beautiful car, but you've got to haul your family around in this car. This is a vital piece of machinery for you. You need CarShield.
I do. And, you know, I don't take care of my cars very well. So CarShield, it would definitely come in.
You know, and also with their A rating from the BBB, don't ask me, CarShield is the name you can trust to save you money on covered auto repairs. Now's the time to make the smart choice and protect yourself from the sky-high auto repair bills. Visit CarShield.com/Conan. Save 20% today. Again, that's CarShield.com/Conan to save 20%. Visit CarShield.com/Conan to lock in your price today. I gotta say, everywhere I go, people are talking about Monopoly Go. And for good reason. It's an absolute hit!
Yeah. I love Monopoly.
People love Monopoly. And look, Monopoly's been around for a very long time. It's one of the oldest board games ever, okay?
Okay.
But lately, I walk around and I just hear, like, Monopoly Go, Monopoly Go, Monopoly Go. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? What are you guys talking about? And they say, we're playing Monopoly Go. You can play it with your family, your friends. It's a straight delight. There's always something new to do. Partner events where you can build on each other's boards, and crazy tournaments with team events you can recruit your friends for, or you can just compete to outdo them all on the leaderboards. Mm. And when you're not messing with your family and friends, Monopoly Go is always throwing new stuff at you. They have taken Monopoly to the next level. I didn't think Monopoly had to go to the next level, but they did. There's timed events like massive multipliers for all your winnings and challenges like treasure hunts or money sprees that have fun new mini games. Plus, with tons of rewards to collect, like stickers for trading with friends and hilarious emojis that are perfect for gloating, there's always a reason to dip back in.
Yeah.
Man, they cracked it, you know?
They did.
So join the fun. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT. Now ADT professionally installs Google Nest products so your home is safe and smart. You can check in on your home and manage your security systems from virtually anywhere. Google Nest cams can tell the difference between a person, an animal, a vehicle, or with the Nest doorbell, even a package. You can know that there's a package out there.
I know.
And not a person.
You don't have to do anything.
Yeah, sometimes a person rings the doorbell and I think it's a package. Anyway, and with Nest Aware as part of your monthly ADT service, you can get 30 days of event video history, even smarter notifications like when a familiar or unfamiliar face is seen. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. You can view video of an alarm event and verify or cancel an alarm with just a tap. I'm always setting off alarms accidentally. This is helpful for me.
Oh, good.
When the most trusted name in home security adds the intelligence of Google, well, you got a home with no worries. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google, Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are trademarks of Google LLC. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. This is unbelievable. I've been talking about this idea for years.
I know. I want you to explain it more.
I can.
Okay.
With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. I had this idea years ago. I was telling people, no one listened to me. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems. Remember when I said that?
Yeah.
Because you've got one unified business management suite.
You said that.
Yeah. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math, man.
Yeah.
See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Conan, netsuite.com/Conan. I'm going to say it one more time just for emphasis, netsuite.com/Conan. My problem, Henry, is if I were a tour guide and I went along with you, I'm quite certain I wouldn't take the time to learn anything. I'd make it up. And it would just be a bunch of lies. It would be, as you people say, shite.
Here, don't give away our trade secrets because that is a lot of it, you know. Yeah. You see, the key is you get them out of the car before they realize. And the worst thing to have is Google, because once people start Googling and find out the truth, then you're in trouble. But yeah, it's a lot of making it up as you go along. Yeah, I meant to go this road, even though it's a dead end. That's the way you do it. Just make it up on the fly.
Henry, tell me a little bit about your life. You're married, or you in a relationship? What's happening?
Yeah, I've been married to Leanne, my lovely wife, there since 2009. I've got three lovely kids who are all sleeping there soundly right now at the minute, Harrison, Dreda, and John. And they're the best kids you could ask for. They're lovely. And thankfully, they've all been sent to bed with duct tape over their mouth tonight for the recording.
You know? That's a strange custom you have, Henry. And it had nothing to do with you interviewing here, did it? It's just what you do every night.
It's just Monday night, time for the duct tape.
And your wife, is she supportive of your humor?
She is a very long-suffering wife because, as you know, the whole night, every day when I'm not working, it's all about bits and having jokes and making fun all the time. And the poor woman has nowhere else to go. That's the problem.
Your wife should talk to my wife. Because Liza, God bless her. She's sticking with me. And she's a wonderful mother and a great wife. But there are times where I'm doing my bits, my shtick, running my mouth in the kitchen about nonsense. And she says, you've got to take this outside. You've got to go outside and do this with a squirrel because I can't take this anymore.
Yeah. Well, when I first met my wife there, the first thing I said to her, a few things I said to her, I said, she was going to pick me up, we were going to go for a date. And she said, what time could you pick me up? And I said, well, I can't drive. Couldn't drive a car back then. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you can't drive? And I said, you'd be surprised by the amount of things that I can't do. So that was the full disclosure. Wow.
But Henry, here's what I love about that. You've got to be honest up front. You need to tell her that. There are a lot of people who would think, well, I'll lie.
I'll bluff my way through this. I'll say I can't drive tonight because I had my eyes dilated by the optometrist. You'll have to do it tonight, and then quickly go and figure out a way to get a license on the side. But no, you put it out there. You put the truth out there, and that's what I did with my wife. I decided on our first date that I was going to just be as foolish as I could possibly be, and if she made it through that night, then I'd be okay. Oops. And she left
me. The risk.
But then I met someone else who became my wife.
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's all full disclosure. The best thing you can do is honesty up front. No BS at all. That's the best way to do it. And that's the way I run my tours. I just like to tell everybody as it is. And, you know, back to that again, when I came back after a good few tours and I threw the money down the table, and my wife said, "My God, I can't believe we found something that you're good at."
Do you tell your passengers that you still don't have a license?
Here, they're gone before they find out.
Okay. Yeah. You're driving the double-decker bus through the countryside, and you say, "By the way, I don't have a license." You sound, I mean, first of all, I'd take a tour from you any day. You seem like you'd be a terrific tour guide.
Well, I want to say, yourself, Sona, and Matt, I'd be a pleasure to tour you around Donegal. Next time you come to Ireland, I expect you to come here and I will drive you around.
Well, I have a couple of quick questions. What are you going to show me that's the coolest thing you're going to show me on this tour?
Well, probably you'll want to see Slieve Cliffs, which are the highest accessible sea cliffs in Europe. Mm-hmm. They're here in Donegal. You'll want to go up to the most northerly point, Malin Head, where they filmed Star Wars Episode 7.
Wait a minute. Carlos is about to lose his mind. What did they film there?
Star Wars Episodes 8. Sorry, 8.
Oh, 8. So is this like when Luke and Rey are kind of getting to know each other?
Exactly. So, that up it's the planet Actu, I believe it's called.
Yeah, you're right, where they got porgs. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I'll just continue on if you don't mind.
So, and what's the name of this place?
Melonhead.
Oh, Melonhead was my nickname in high school. So that's why I thought for a second someone who knew me in high school named a point after me. Hey, Melonhead! Get over here! Wow, that's incredible. Did you get to hang around the set while they were shooting the Star Wars installment?
No, you don't want me anywhere near somewhere that should be professional at all.
Got it. Wow, Henry, you and I have a lot in common. I'm banned from most movie sets throughout the world. So
and theaters.
Well, that's for a different reason.
Okay.
That was considered a perversion. That's a little different.
Come on.
Hey, I was wearing a raincoat.
Go with it. No, we're good. We got it.
Used to be a good raincoat. Anyway.
Conan, can I ask you a quick question?
Yes. Is it about the raincoat? Because
yes.
It can stand up on its own.
My mother will be watching this, okay?
Okay, go ahead. Sorry about that. I'll clean it up, Henry. Apologize.
Yeah. No, listen though. So you... As you know, self-deprecating humor, you always run yourself down. And that's the way I would have always run my kind of, as I say, comedy to nobody, you know, when I would be talking.
Sure,
about.
Yeah.
How do you then go from running yourself down to then trying to have a serious conversation? Say you had a plumber in your house who was doing a bad job and you had to try and explain to him, no, I want it done a certain way, but he knows you've been like wearing a dress or dressed as a cow the night before that on TV.
Right.
How do you kind of...
Well, whenever a plumber comes, I am in a dress just to try and, you know, catch his interest. But I will say... That's a whole different...
Shooting a little movie there?
Yeah. No.
With the raincoat.
Yeah. No, Henry, it's a good question. I am very bad at confrontation. So I'm not very good at telling people. You know, it's interesting, and this is true. I'm being serious with you. For just a moment, I'll be candid. I am not very good at telling someone who's doing some work for me that I would prefer it done a different way, or someone cooking for me or anything like that. I'm not good at that, and I'll probably hold my tongue and let them ruin my sink or my disposal or my bathtub, whatever they're working on. Where I am able to tell people my mind is in comedy. So there I feel, I don't know what it is, but I'm very able to say, nope, it needs to be slower, and then this needs to speed up, and then this has to happen. But that's the one area of my life where I'm very comfortable speaking my mind. And my writers will attest that that's true. So,
yeah, I always felt like, you know, when you're making fun of yourself, other people then like to jump on you and pile on you and using your own jokes against you.
Yeah, yeah.
To run you down.
It happens sometimes.
Like,
sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like, I just, you know, it's funny because sometimes when you're doing self-deprecating humor, other people pick up on it. And so they don't even know you that well, but they walk up to you and say, hey, you're a piece of shit, right? Isn't that funny?
I don't think that's related. I think that's...
Well, then why did you say it?
Well, because you're a piece of shit.
Okay. But anyway, I know what you mean, Henry. But for the most part, people understand where you're coming from, which is I do have some self-worth. So not a lot, but I do have some. And the humor I didn't choose that sense of humor. That's just who I was. And that may come from being so Irish. I do think it is something that we do. Not all Irish people. Some are very happy to be blowhards, but it was very much in my blood to have fun at my own expense. And sometimes that's just as a defense mechanism against the tall poppies. I want to make fun of myself before anybody else cuts me down. So there's many psychological reasons. It all goes back to Ireland.
Yes. Yes, that's the way. Do you know, it's nice to hear that you feel it as well, because, you know, it's something that, you know, I know we don't have the same type of audience when I'm talking to my friends in a pub or something like that.
But it is the same.
You know,
I'm telling you, it is the same. I don't think about it as being a big audience, or when all those years I did my show or this podcast, I don't think of in terms of a large scale of people listening. I never have thought about it that way. I try to make people laugh the way I do one-on-one if I were in a pub. It's the same. It's exactly the same. There just happens to be a microphone here and some cameras, and there's a bunch of people that listen to it, but it is really no different. Scale doesn't change it. It doesn't change it at all. It really... If you and I hung out in a pub, you'd find me just as annoying in person as I am on the podcast. I promise you that.
Well, I'd love to find out for myself to see how annoying you are, because I think I out annoy you any day, I think.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow, it's on. Off.
Hey, man, Henry, it's on. It is on.
Well,
and I'm going to win.
Very good.
I'm going to win. Henry, a real delight talking to you. You seem like a very nice, funny guy. You have a great spirit, and I'm very happy that you've found your niche. You've found what you love to do, and you've got this great family.
Yeah, thank you very much. I just before I go, I just want to say once again, now to yourself and to everybody, and on late night, I know you've done so many things, but online now and on YouTube and everything, everybody can find a community very easily.
Yeah,
and away back in the 90s, you know, sometimes you felt like you're on your own.
Yeah,
and there's a whole generation of us who discovered. Like there are people with the same comedy tastes and the same kind of felt like they're on the fringes of society.
Yeah.
And
yep.
I just want to say thank you very much for all the years.
Well,
that you
Henry, that means that means a lot to me that you said that, and you're funny in a pre-internet era. It was fun to light this little fire what felt like a lonely hill, and then find out later that other people were watching it and digging it. So I just said digging it, and I'm not old enough to say that, though I'm quite old. So Henry, thank you so much. I hope our paths cross someday, and just great to meet you, really. Real pleasure.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and I look forward to see you all in Donegal when you come over for a tour, okay?
Okay, a stream of bullshit from you, yeah. Take care.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you.
Bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan, with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blair, associate talent producer Jennifer Samples, associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.
Imagine, you're at an exclusive party. Across the crowded room, you spot the most stunning man. You spit take your champagne. He keeps approaching, and then he says,
"Your tanning session is now complete."
What just happened? You found your escape at Palm Beach Tan. Break from the chaos at a Palm Beach Tan near you and leave rejuvenated. Take time for yourself at Palm Beach Tan and take that feeling with you wherever you go. Get up to $25 off your first month. Featuring Australian Gold. Hot guy not included.
If there's anything better than getting a few of your favorite things from McDonald's, it's getting a few of your favorite things from McDonald's for less in the McDonald's app. Delicious. Order in the McDonald's app today. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Right now, only in the app. Enjoy a breakfast sandwich for just $1, like a sausage McMuffin with egg. Offer valid one time per day from 4/29 to 5/12/24 at participating McDonald's. Must opt into rewards.